Hi, this is Chris Holler. I'm a research and evaluation manager for the Ohio Department of Education. Ohio is very much committed to providing a sophisticated data system for educators to support database decision-making. Our school improvement process, called the Ohio Improvement Process, and is often referred to as just the OIP, has an interconnected set of tools to help district and school leadership teams use data to strategically inform school improvement plans. We have three major tools that draw on state testing data, from accountability data, and statewide collection. These include the Success website, the Data-Driven Decisions for Academic Achievement initiative, also known as the D3A2 initiative, and our value-added web system. I'm going to talk a little bit first about our Success website. Success is an incredibly popular website across the state with teachers and administrators. It's essentially the state starting point for understanding and digging into the statewide testing system. There are parent and student sections. There's also the password-protected teacher sections. The parent and student sections are places where they can go to access practice tests, get support resources, and examine release questions. The password-protected side of things includes teacher resources, a whole variety of things. There's diagnostic tools, activities. They also have access to the release questions. They have the ability to make practice tests. Teachers have the ability to dig into subgroup data. They have the ability to re-roster in there. They can examine constructing scoring rubrics, download student files, and print a variety of reports, including detailed data on test questions. Another component of our statewide data system is the Data-Driven Decisions for Academic Achievement initiative. There are several components to this. First, there's the resource exchange side of things. It's publicly available. Teachers can go in there. They can search by subject, benchmark, indicator, grade level, and find a whole bunch of aligned resources. Districts that choose to formally participate in the D3A2 experience, and this is at no cost to them, have their state testing data entered into the system. And when this happens, it goes through what we refer to as a scrubbing process, where they go in and it's an extra check to go in to make sure that the testing data and the teacher data is matched up, so that when teachers log in to see their item analysis, that they're getting accurate data that's checked at the district level. Another key component of our data system is our value-added. Now, Ohio has a robust value-added system that is a key component of our accountability structure. As part of that, there's an extensive variety of data that is available through our separate value-added system that's related to this growth measure. Teachers and administrators can log into the system, get access to detailed breakdowns of value-added growth measure data. At the student level, they can access a variety of diagnostic reports that allow them to examine growth across buildings, grade levels, subgroups, and performance quintiles to really help them target instructional strategies.